Hello and welcome to the Rate Good Sheffield podcast for Friday the 14th of August 2026. Eight fire engines were sent to a large wildfire around Penrith Road, while as many as 12 attended a moorland fire on Mortimer Road near Bradfield. Crews have also dealt with fires at Manor Fields and other areas of woodland and grassland. Temperatures could reach around 28 degrees Celsius today. Yorkshire Water says there is no hosepipe ban in Yorkshire, but people are being encouraged to use water carefully. Residents are urged to avoid barbecues and open flames in the countryside. Plans are emerging for a development of up to 900 homes at Handsworth Hall Farm in East Sheffield. The proposed Orgreave Park development would cover around 150 acres next to Waverley Advanced Manufacturing Park. It could also include employment land, green infrastructure and open space. A 112-page environmental impact assessment has been submitted ahead of a possible planning application. The development has not been approved. Olympic champion Dame Jessica Ennis-Hill has become a shareholder in Sheffield-based Play Paddle after becoming hooked on the sport. She joins England cricket star Joe Root in the ownership group. The company is also working on another eight-court venue near Meadowhall. Four Sheffield men have appeared at Sheffield Crown Court, accused in connection with an alleged air rifle shooting on Richmond Park Avenue in Handsworth. The incident happened on the 14th of August 2024, when five children and a 62-year-old woman were injured. Three children required operations to remove pellets. No pleas have been entered, and the defendants are expected back in court in October. Legal proceedings remain active. Sheffield City Council says it has served notices following an unauthorised encampment in Hillsborough Park. Caravans and other vehicles have been positioned near Parkside Road and Middlewood Road. The council is following the legal process to recover the site. Sheffield Forge Masters has received the first of 11 huge overhead cranes for its new machine shop on Weedon Street. The facility forms part of the company's £1.3 billion investment programme. It will contain some of the world's largest five-axis vertical turning lathes and should become operational by the end of 2028. True North Brew Company is moving two well-known Sheffield pubs into new ownership. The British Oak in Mosborough and the Old Grindstone in Crooks are changing hands, alongside the Milton Arms in Elsacre. True North says the pubs will continue operating and staff will have opportunities to transfer. Sheffield Children's has taken possession of The Spark, its new £24 million facility at Sheffield Olympic Legacy Park. It will become home to the National Centre for Child Health Technology, bringing together clinicians, researchers, academics and technology companies. The Spark is due to open in October. Drivers using Sheffield Railway Station are being reminded to follow access restrictions enforced by automatic number plate recognition cameras. Access is through Farnham Street and Cross Turner Street. Turner Street is one way and cannot be used to enter the station. General passenger drop-off is on Cross Turner Street. Drivers entering restricted areas could face a £100 charge. Now, here are today's Sheffield events. Kalina Arts Summer Camp runs from 10 until 3:30 at Kalina Art Studio on Carver Street. It includes painting, clay modelling, paper crafts and games for children aged 5 to 12. Kevin Bridges brings his new stand-up tour, Here If You Need Me, to Sheffield City Hall at 8 o'clock tonight. A crystal necklace workshop begins at Miss Crystal in Highfield at 3 o'clock. A beginner's swim lesson hangout takes place at Ponds Forge at 7 o'clock. The Mortuary Live comes to Crooks Social Club tonight, featuring The Royal Ritual, Darkness Shines and The Nocturnal. Doors open at 7:30 with live music from 8. The event is for people aged 18 and over. Please check with organisers for availability and any last-minute changes. Today's big question is this. Have you tried paddle yet? Are you already hooked? Would you give it a go? Or is it not for you? Let us know on the Sheffield Essentials Facebook page. Listen to Sheffield Radio Essentials on DAB Plus as SY Essentials for local news, travel, weather and rate good tunes. That is your update for Friday the 14th of August. Have a safe and rate good day, Sheffield.